Hello and welcome to another edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and on today's show, something very special. I'm going to be featuring the band Oregon. Now, Oregon's been around since 1970 when they recorded their very first album, featuring Ralph Towner on guitar, Paul McCandless on various wind instruments, Glenn Moore on bass, and the late Colin Walcott on percussion. I say late because in 1984 he was tragically killed in a car accident in Germany. But the band went on to record very, very fine albums, and we're going to listen to that today on In Transition, starting off with the title track from their album, Crossing. That was music from Oregon, starting off this edition of In Transition with the title track from their album, Crossing. We're going to continue with another album of theirs called Distant Hills, and this composition that I'm going to play for you is entitled Dark Spirit. Thank you. Very interesting and short piece of music from Oregon. From their album Ectopia, we heard a track called WBAI, and before that a wonderful composition called Dark Spirit, and that was taken from their album Distant Hills. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, and on today's show I'm featuring the band Oregon. Now we're going to travel to one of the most famous jazz clubs in North America, Yoshi's, and they're located on the West Coast in the States. We're going to listen to Oregon live with a track called Crocodile Romancing. I think that was quite a good example of Oregon playing live and the way that they're interacting with one another. It makes for very interesting listening and perspective. And if you listen to their music with the lights off, it's even more effective. That's one of the hallmarks of this group, and it has been for many, many years. We're going to listen now to a track from their album Moon and Mind, and it's called Rejoicing. And then we're going to follow it up with a composition entitled Opening. Thank you. Music from Oregon from their album Music of Another Present Era. And we heard opening. And just before that, we started the last set with Rejoicing, and that's from their album Moon and Mind. Well, I hope you're in the same kind of headspace that I am today, because this music is seductive, it's engaging, it's interesting, a lot of superlatives you can add to their music, and I hope you're enjoying the show today. My name is Randy McElligott, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, as we continue with the music of Oregon and a track called Beside a Brook.
Can't get enough of your favorite CHUO shows? Well, don't worry. Listen on demand anytime at chuo.fm and get your fix. We are CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and I hope you are enjoying the show today as we feature some music from the band Oregon. And we just heard a track entitled Opening, and starting off the last set, we heard Rejoicing. We're going to continue with two more tracks, this time from their self-titled album called simply Oregon, and we're going to listen to a track called Beside a Brook, and then we're going to follow that up with Cry of the Peacock Corral.
Thank you.
That was a track called Cry of the Peacock Chorale from their very first album, released in 1970, simply called Our First Record. And before that, from their self-titled album, we heard Beside a Brook. We're listening to the music of Oregon today, and we're going to continue with one of my favorite albums of theirs. It's called Out of the Woods, and we're going to listen to Yellow Bell.
Thank you.
Here's another track from Oregon. This is from their album Winter Light, and we're going to hear Ghost Beads.
Thank you.
One of the more interesting tracks of Oregon's was the title track to their album Violin. It's an extended work. It's just over 15 minutes long, but it features some interesting improvisation. So we're going to give a listen to that right now, and I just want to mention the track that you just heard was Ghost Beats, and that was from their album Winterlight. Thank you. That was the title track from their album Violin, featuring Polish violinist Zbigniew Ziffert, who passed away many years ago but managed to record this wonderful gem. And just before that, Ghost Beads from Winter Light.
Can't get enough of your favorite CHUO shows? Well, don't worry. Listen on demand anytime at chuo.fm and get your fix. We are CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Own a CHUO card? We're delaying the expiry date past May 31st until the end of 2018. Keep checking chuo.fm/card for the updating list of participating businesses.
This past week was a very sad week in the world of jazz. We lost one of our most brilliant trumpeters of recent time, certainly one of the greatest trumpeters of his generation, Roy Hargrove. Roy died at the age of 49 from cardiac arrest as a result of kidney disease. He was receiving dialysis for a few years, but I guess it caught up with him. But one of the good things about Roy Hargrove is that we have his music to listen to. So for the rest of the show, we're going to listen to music from this very fine trumpet player. That was music from the late Roy Hargrove, who passed away this past week, and we're celebrating his music for the last half, or the last portion, the last segment of this edition of In Transition. We just heard two tracks, April's Fool, and starting off, we had a beautiful number from his album Family, entitled Ethiopia. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and we're going to continue with two more tracks, starting off with a beautiful composition from his album Public Eye, and this one is entitled Lada.
Thank you.
Tracks from Roy Hargrove. Beautiful tone to his playing. It was always crisp and to the point, and you can tell that while he was playing, the ideas were coming. And he never was really outlandish. He was always in control of his sound, and that's what I admired him so much for. And he always stuck to the tradition. You could hear it in his sound. You could hear everyone. You could hear a lot of Clifford Brown, some Miles Davis, and other, a little bit of Chet Baker, but a lot of history in his playing, and that's what I really appreciated about Roy Hargrove as we celebrate the legacy of this fine trumpet player who died this past week at the age of 49. We're going to listen to two more tracks, starting off with Brian's Bounce. Well, that wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Don't forget, I'll be back next week with some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.